The word of the day is generosity. Generosity. In college, they taught us the reciprocity rule. In Cialdini's book, Influence. This was required curriculum at Yale. The reciprocity rule is well established in psychology. It's one that says, when you do something generous for someone else, almost invariably, that person will do something generous and even more generous in return. In other words, we each have this selfish interest in being generous to the people around us. And generous, in fact, to everyone. We each have this selfish interest because when we are generous in some small way, that generosity returns to us, sometimes many times over. There is this selfish incentive to do something good. Not because you're coerced to do something good, no. But simply because you want to do it. Simply because you want to do it. There's something important about the way human beings respond to this. The response is almost a compulsive one. People have to return the good favor. They don't have to return it in any sense. They could accept the generosity and not return it, but the way the human mind works, we for some reason feel compelled to do it. Therefore, a lot of mutual understanding can be created with a small amount of generosity. Increasing economic activity, a little bit more mutual understanding, a little bit more love, joy, and peace, a little bit more. Probably because you believe in it. If you're listening to me, probably you believe in that for its own good. But even if you don't love and love peace and love generosity and love joy for their own sake, realize that it's in each of our interest to behave joyfully, lovingly, and peacefully, and do something generous. Think of something generous that you can do, not because you've been coerced in any way, but simply because you want to.